Welcome back to today's Lately Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. The Simpson softball team has clinched a super regional berth after defending their home field and winning the Indianola Regional. The Storm began their weekend winning over Greenville 4-0 and then a come-from-behind win in the winner's bracket game against St. Benedict 12-6. In Game 1 on Saturday, they lost 4-3, and the Storm bounced back to win 3-2 to win the regional. Here's some highlights from all four games of their tournament.
For the first time since 2010, the Storm are on their home turf to begin NCAA tournament play, and they're going to welcome in their first matchup of the tournament is going to be the fourth-seeded 31-11 champions of the St. Louis Intercollegiate Athletic Conference 13-3 regular season, the Greenville Panthers. Here's the 2-2. This one's in right field. It's down for a base hit. One comes in, and another comes in, and Simpson strikes first ahead 2-0. On Greenville, it's a 2-RBI base hit into right field for Brent Ortland. And for Ortland, RBI's number 11 and 12 on her 2026 campaign. Eidelbauer called out on strikes her first time up. Swings this one high, deep into center field. It's off the wall. Steen gets the green light from third to come around to score. Heidelbauer's on her way to third. She slides in safely. That's an RBI triple. Ashlyn Steen scores. 3-0 Storm ahead here on Greenville. And that ball was smoked off the wall. Lefave looking to avoid that. Here's the 2-2 from Emma Lefave. This one's hit in the air. Second base, running in, caught. Ball game, Storm win. All right, at second base, the ball was caught by Addison Gookin, charging in, making the basket catch, and shutting out Greenville 4-0. Whether it be a winner's bracket game or somewhere further down the line. St. Benedict is in at 34-9, Simpson in at 35-5. Two teams won their conference tournaments against really good competition, and this should be just a fantastic matchup on paper. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch to Heidelbauer. And this ball smoked out to center field. Back at the wall. Goodbye, Megan Heidelbauer. And she picks up right where she left off after her triple yesterday. Goes yard for the first home run of the Indianola Regional. And Megan Heidelbauer puts her team in front early in this ball game. Here's the pitch. Obelton hits this to short. Touches, fields it. Toss to second. Throws wide. The throw is wide into right field. One's in. Two's in. 6-4. And St. Benedict is falling apart on the defensive side of the softball. And now this one's hit up the middle. It gets through. It's 6-5 at Indianola. Holy buckets. And now you have your tying run in scoring position, still just one out. This is unreal. James hits this down the third baseline. It sneaks through into left field. One's in. Here comes another 9-6. Simpson storming back into this game and now has insurance runs. What a turn of events here in the Indianola Regional. Now up the middle, base hit gets in, around third. Here comes another run. That's run number 10, number 9 of the inning, and Simpson's up 4. In to score is Mackenzie James. Here's the pitch. And this one's hit high into right field, and coming in and unable to make the catch. It's off the glove of Tremel. One's in, another is safe, beats the throw and the tag. Two more for Simpson, tacked on in the seventh. An 11-run inning, and they have now doubled the Bennies' run total after trailing by 5 heading into the inning. This one's hit up in the air, in the infield, now shallow right field, calling off the dogs. Gookin makes the catch, and Simpson comes from behind in 11-run seventh. In a group hug in the circle. 3 days of softball. Today, it's our final two teams here at the Indianola Regional. It's the 36-5 top-seeded Simpson College Storm. They're going to take on the 35-10 St. Benedict Bennies here in the title match. Shaner hits this to short. Touches, tosses over to first, and the throw is not in time. That's an RBI base hit for Shaner, and Simpson's ahead 1-0 in the first inning in the Indianola Regional. Now 1-1, excuse me. One ball, one strike. Throw down and now caught up in a pickle here. Run scores. The distraction there and out. Run does count. Run does count. But so it's a 3-2 game. Shaner stolen or picked off, I should say, at first base. But the run does count. We do have a one-run game here in Indianola. Here's the pitch. Heidelbauer hits this. Up the middle, it's through. Here comes Ortlund around third. In safely, the throw is out. And just maybe a little too aggressive there by Bruning. There's two gone with a runner on second. Here's the 2-2. James hits this up in the air. Blooper, right center field. Freeberg catches it. Benny's win, 4-3. We'll play again. St. Benedict survives over Simpson. 4-3. Heidelbauer hits this through the right side, and Simpson cuts the lead in half. It's 2-1. It's an RBI single for Megan Heidelbauer, and the Storm aren't done yet. 0-2 with a ground out and a line out, right back to second. Throw to second is tall. It's too tall. And another throwing error from Wallace. First and second, one out. This one's hit at the middle, it's through, and now around third, here comes Gookin, the throw home is to the side, we're tied in Indianola, 2-2, top seven, wow, and the errors come back to bite the Bennies again. Here's Ortlund now. Same situation. First and second, but you're tied. Ortlund, blue pit, left center field. It's on the ground. It's 3-2. Simpson, throw to third, is in time to get Obelton. But nonetheless, the Storm do take the lead 3-2. And now they have three outs to get before they could steal one from the Bennies. Head coach Brent Mathias is wanting this place to blow the roof off. Cronin, the pitch. Grounded here. Cronin throws to home. Force out. Simpson defends their home field and wins the Indianola Regional. 3-2. And Simpson has clinched a Super Regional berth. And the Storm, the magical ride of the 2026 season, continues for at least two more games on their home field.
Once again, that was highlights from the weekend for the Simpson softball Indianola Regional victory. Here on today's Lady Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS, the one to count on for today's local sports radio coverage, KNIA KRLS.